Yes, the trip was a courtesy call, President Mugabe, because he's a chairperson of the Southern African Development Community, SADC. So President Lungu was making a traditional courtesy call that the newly elected presidents make to the sitting chairperson of SADC. The most important outcomes of the bilateral consultation today were that President Mugabe called in his Minister of Finance, Patrick Chinamasa, who explained to Zambia that they were grateful that the joint projects to increase power generation capacity on the Zambezi River, the Batoka Gorge project and the Kariba North Bank power generation capacity, Zimbabwe is riding on the back of Zambia in terms of raising international finance for the project. So the government of Zimbabwe was very grateful to Zambia that the bilateral cooperation has enabled Zimbabwe to raise money internationally when Zimbabwe was having difficulties. That is one of them. Then two was for President Lungu to thank President Mugabe for the support that they gave in terms of canceling a wise counsel that President Mugabe gave during the transition. He was constantly urging President Lungu and other political competitors during the transition to make sure that the unity of the country is paramount. So the president delivered a message of thanks to President Mugabe for that support.
There are issues about the economy the president said will help jumpstarting Zambia's economy. Was this discussed, and will this strong bilateral relations that these two leaders seek help and put some energy in Zambia's economy?
Yes, President Mugabe announced that Zimbabwe had raised enough finance to build the rail line from Beitbridge that is on the border of Zimbabwe and South Africa, through Zimbabwe up to Chirundu, that's a border town between Zambia and Zimbabwe, that there will be a rail line that will be constructed. That will reduce the journey, the train. I think the current rail line that goes through to Zimbabwe goes through Livingstone. So if it comes through up to Chirundu border, I think that the rail line into Zimbabwe will be 300 kilometers shorter. So that's a project that President Mugabe announced to his counterpart, President Lungu, that Zimbabwe will soon embark on. So what Zambia will do is to get a rail line from Kafue. Kafue town is 50 kilometers out of Lusaka. It will come through Kafue to go and join the rail link at Chirundu. So this is going to boost the existing cooperation. There's a one border stop, a joint border clearance facility at Chirundu, which has increased the clearance of trucks coming from Zimbabwe into Zambia significantly. So the border connection by rail will be one other major bilateral initiative that will improve trade relations between Zambia and Zimbabwe and the countries further south, including South Africa.
How will Zambians benefit from this trip?
Very beneficial. For instance, there is another project. It's a tripartite arrangement, Zambia, Zimbabwe, and Botswana. There's a Kazungura Bridge project that is going to improve the movement of goods and services. That is going to improve transportation communication systems between and among the three countries. So it will cut journey times. It will reduce significantly how long it takes for goods and services to reach. So there will be increased economic activity and therefore increased trade, therefore increased revenue for people in the border towns where the economic activities are taking place. Over and above infrastructure development, communication is one of the biggest problems, road, rail, and water transport. So these will increase quite significantly. So quite clearly, that will benefit the people of Zambia because it will have improved economic ties. Therefore, it may result in direct revenue by the Zambia Revenue Authority and other institutions.
What would you say has been the relations between Harare and Lusaka following the election of President Lungu?
The Zimbabwean colleagues told us that they are very pleased that the transition went very well and that the elections were peaceful, and they are happy that President Lungu was elected. They want a closer cooperation between the ruling party in Zimbabwe and the ruling party in Zambia. So they are very, very satisfied that President Lungu won and Zambia remains united.